It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. Okay, are we live? Yes, we are. We're finally live. First of all, welcome to the podcast. It took me a while. I know it took me a while. I know you've been waiting for some time now, but it is finally here. And there's a lot I want to share with you all. Now, that's my phone ringing. I should have put it on Do Not Disturb. So obviously, you know, this is the first episode. We will get better. Again, we will get better. All right, let's dive into the podcast. And for those wondering who's calling, it is my mama. She is calling. Maybe I should have picked up and had her say a few encouraging words. But let's just dive into it. First of all, if you're here, you're probably wondering, is this the guy I've seen around the internet all the time following me around? Or you're wondering, wait a second, did I go to high school with him? And the answer to all your questions is yes. Yes, we went to high school together. Yes, I've been following you around everywhere. Let's go ahead and get started. For those of you that are wondering why I decided to start this podcast, and for those of you wondering who I am, for those of you wondering, you know, what this podcast is going to be about and a little bit about my story, I want to dive into all of that. Now, this has been a long time coming. A lot of people have told me in the past that I should have started a podcast, I should be on radio, I should be doing something with my voice. And guess what? Now I am. So thank you to all those people that did that, especially my friend Tanya Rapley. Her mom, remember hearing my voice, she said, wow, you should be on the radio. That voice is meant for the airwaves. So I know this is not the radio, but you know, this is the next step up. This is a podcast, and it's my own podcast. Now, let's talk a little bit about me. First of all, I am who I am because of the people that have been around me, my environment, my friends, my peers, my mentors, my colleagues, my teachers. They've poured a lot into me, and it's molded the person that you are currently hearing and seeing today. Now, as we record this podcast, we're also filming right now. So if you go to our YouTube channel, you'll be able to see the video of the first episode. You'll be able to see the call come through. You'll be able to see a lot of, you know, me trying to figure it all out on camera live at the same time as recording this podcast episode, because this is a social experiment, essentially. So let's dive into, you know, who I am. And I've been through a lot. So for those of you that know me online, you know me as a digital marketer, the digital strategist, a person that who runs paid ads and is really good at marketing and strategy and storytelling, and is able to resonate. So that's how most of you know me. Along with that, the marketing, you all also know that I run the largest online marketing accelerator called Power Your Launch. Power Your Launch was designed to teach other entrepreneurs and business owners everything that I've learned over the last 12 plus years around marketing, marketing online, and selling. Now, the reason why this marketing accelerator was so important to me is because I started it off of a problem. I saw a lot of entrepreneurs coming to me saying, hey, I have something good. I have a good product. I have a good service, but I'm really, really struggling in selling this product or service. And I said, okay, well, let me help you. I started helping them individually, helping them make, you know, go from 1,000 to 10,000 a month to 100,000 a month to eventually helping them make and break over seven figures. But the issue was I can't scale myself unless I decide to run an agency and hire 30, 40, 100 people. But I didn't want to go that route. And I said, you know what? Why don't I just build a curriculum? And if you follow this curriculum, not only will you know the fundamentals and the foundation, but you'll also know the areas that to focus on. You'll also know how to scale. And so that led me to starting Power Your Launch, a virtual marketing accelerator. And when I launched it, I didn't think it would be successful, to be quite honest. I said, you know what? I'm going to serve a problem for these 10 people that are coming to my doorstep, but I can't stretch myself over 10 people. And those 10 people got so great result that it turned into 100, 1,000, 10,000 students later. I've trained so many entrepreneurs around digital marketing, paid advertising strategy, resonating, reading the data, getting in front of your customers in order to be able to be successful, in order to be able to get your products found, in order to be able to get your services found. And so that's who I am online. That is my online presence. That's what you all know. But there's more to me, right? There's more to me than just social media. But that's what I am known for currently. Now, my story doesn't start off at this mountaintop. It took a while to get to where I am. By no means I'm at a mountaintop. I think I'm at a mountaintop. From perception, people may think that that's where I am, but I think I'm on a tabletop, right? A tabletop. I think, yes, I've been able to accomplish quite a lot in an accelerated time period, but I still feel like I look up and I say, I know there's more. And I know we all have that feeling. So let me start from where it all began. Most people jump into entrepreneurship by leaving corporate. You know, they get fed up or they have a great idea or something happens where it triggers them to say, you know what, I know my value, you know, let me go and build this business. But my story started backwards. I was actually an entrepreneur first. And then I said, let me go into corporate. And the reason why I did that was because when I was an entrepreneur and I was trying to run a business all by myself and I was trying to figure it out all by myself, I realized, wow, there's a lot that I don't know. So that was my first lesson in entrepreneurship, was self-awareness. I think entrepreneurship and when you decide to do something for yourself and on your own and for others is one of the biggest things in life that teaches you a lot about yourself, your strengths, your weaknesses, what you're really good at, how consistent you could be, where your passions lie. And so I started in entrepreneurship. I was beginning to build a business and I realized there's a lot that I don't know. And because I had that self-awareness, I said, you know what, let me go into corporate. I went into corporate, but I had the intent of learning because I came in saying, I don't know anything. Let me go ahead and learn. And that's what I did. And then I jumped out into entrepreneurship again. And then I realized there's even more I don't know. And I jumped back into corporate. And then I finally jumped out of corporate and went into entrepreneurship full time. Because here's what I did each time. Every transition, I realized there's a lot that I don't know. But during those transitions, I had intent. I said, okay, I need to become a better leader. I need to become a better communicator. I need to be able to become better at following up. And so I knew those were the things I needed to sharpen. I needed to sharpen those skills in order to become a better individual, which will lead me to become a better entrepreneur or a better employee. You know, there's always a saying that, you know, if you're not a good employee, go ahead and become an entrepreneur. And I don't really agree with that. You know, I feel like if you can't be a good employee, it might be hard to just jump out and be an entrepreneur. Because in order to be an entrepreneur, you have to be an employee of yourself. You have to be an employee of the company. You have to be an employee of the vision. And so that means you're going to have to execute. You're going to have to roll up your sleeves. Yeah, the motivations are different because now you're working for yourself. But remember, the way you do one thing a lot of times is the way you do everything, that level of effort, that level of focus. And so I always say, you know, go 100% no matter what you do. Now, during these transitions, there was a lot that was happening in there. The first time I left corporate, I remember writing a 30-day blog post about what happened after I quit my job. Every day I would write a blog post about what I was thinking, what I was feeling the next day, and so forth and so forth. And yeah, that's what I did. And let me tell you something. It was good for me because I had to really figure out where I wanted to go in life. Because I was going through all these obstacles. I had, you know, all these fears. You know, I was trying to figure out, you know, who am I? Where do I belong? And is what I'm doing by pursuing these endeavors, by having these visions, by becoming an entrepreneur, is this the path that I'm supposed to be on? Is this what I was put here to do? And I was trying to figure all these things out. And I think the reason why I finally got around to this starting this podcast, not only because of the encouragement of my friends, not only because of the transitions that I went through and I know other people go through as well, but it's really because I wanted to create a space. So the purpose of this podcast and the reason why I started it was to create a space where other entrepreneurs, visionaries, top performers could come together to really share insights, share their stories, share lessons, strategies around what it looks like to push past fear, overcome adversity, and imposter syndrome in order for them to achieve their highest level of success. Now, success looks different for everyone. So it's how do you navigate that? What I really wanted to do was have the conversations that were the non-Instagrammable moments. For example, one of the episodes you'll hear later on in this podcast is about a woman that made $500,000 in 10 minutes. Now, on Instagram, it looked glamorous. You would want to have her life. But while this was happening, she was mentally going through it. She told me she couldn't even eat. She'd be at the table, be in bed, doing customer service. This was a hard time for her. She started questioning, you know, who am I to be able to make all this money? Who am I to be in this position? And I think that no matter where you are along your journey, what we share are these thoughts. Should we be in this position? And what this podcast is going to focus on is the success. It is going to focus on the challenges. It's going to focus on the stumbling blocks. But it's going to get into what are the thoughts that are occurring? What are the feelings that are happening when all this is taking place? So we're going to get specific. We will talk about marketing, obviously, because, you know, I am the marketing guy. So we will talk about marketing and how she was able to make $500,000 in 10 minutes and her strategy. But then we're also going to get into what does it actually mean? We're going to get real. I really want to have unfiltered conversations at the end of the day because it's the only way you could get better. It's the only way from the outside and other entrepreneurs can know what it actually takes and what it's going to cost them. You know, my mentor used to always tell me, Abu, what do you want? And I used to write a list of all the things that I wanted. And he said, okay, great. But you didn't tell me what you were willing to give up in order to get those things that you wanted. And I think for the first time in my life, that didn't make sense until a few years later when I said, oh, okay. Yeah, you just can't get things without some level of sacrifice. And we're going to talk a lot about that during this podcast and et cetera. So again, I don't want to dive into any of the episodes in detail because I really, really, really think you should listen for yourself to get an idea of what the show is really about. And I think you're going to get a lot out of this. I think you're really going to get a lot out of this Powered AF podcast. I'm super excited to bring it all to you. And for those of you, again, that don't know who I am, my name is Abu Fofana, and I have been in business now for over 12 years, entrepreneur. I've worked so many different places, Fortune 500, Fortune 100, startups, so many different things that I've experienced. And I was able to do this very accelerated. I'm one of those individuals that are super, super disciplined, super, super focused. And I've always been that way. You could ask anybody who's ever met me along my journey. The words they would use to describe me is disciplined and focused. And once I have my mind on something, like many of you all that are listening in, we go for it, right? We do everything possible in order to achieve that. So I'm excited about some of the shows and episodes that we're going to be having. I can't not wait. So make sure that you subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you follow us or follow this podcast. Make sure you share this podcast. Make sure you leave a review. And the reviews you leave really, really, really do help. And as someone just starting out, navigating it, providing a value, it really would help if you took a few seconds, a few minutes to leave us a review about this podcast, what you enjoy, what you're learning, the impact that it has had on you, the way it's resonated with you. That would tremendously mean a lot to me. You can't even imagine. People always ask me, what's the best way to support businesses? And I'm like, the best way you can support a business outside than buying is to share, is to encourage, is to nurture. That's the best way you support businesses. That's the best way you can support anyone doing any endeavor. And this is my first podcast ever by myself, right? A show by myself. And so that's the best way you could support me is by sharing, leaving a review, comment, encouraging, let me know things that you'd like me to talk about, nurturing, right? And creating this environment where we all could thrive in together. And I think that's what it's really all about. So again, I'm super excited to have you all here. Let's go. Episode one. Yes, this is Abu. Throughout this podcast, you'll learn more and more about me. But I wanted to keep this short because I didn't want to dive into, you know, a whole hour about myself. I actually hate talking about myself. But I thought I'd introduce this podcast to you, talk a little bit about myself, what I've done. And we'll get into that, too, throughout the episodes. You'll learn more about me and the impact I've been able to have and my journey as an entrepreneur from where I started, et cetera, to where I am now. But I'm just super excited to just record this first episode. And it feels like a big boulder has been lifted off my shoulder because for the longest I wanted to do this and it's been 2 years in the making, but guess what? It's not about how many years it takes. It's about that you've done it, right? It's about that you decided that, okay, I'm going to start it. It's all about that. It's all about starting. So again, thank you all for listening in. I hope to see you all during the next few episodes. I hope to see you as a, you know, day one listener. I hope to engage with you in conversation on this podcast and on my social handles as well. So again, thank you all so much. Lastly, for those of you interested in digital marketing and marketing your business online, what I decided to recently do was to create a masterclass that teaches you how to market and monetize your product and service-based business. If you're interested in this masterclass, it teaches you ways to drive more visibility, to increase more traffic, to increase more sales. It's a free masterclass. Just go to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. Go ahead and watch that training. It'll give you really, really good insight into what to do next in your business as well. And later in the future, there's going to be a poweredaf.com where we can engage even more. But I want to thank you all for tuning in to the first episode. And I'm looking forward to building in this journey with you all and listening to your stories and sharing stories of other people that you see and thinking about what are they going through, you know, how do they do that? That's what we're going to talk about here on this podcast. So until next time, I will see you. All right. Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.